This is ISIS Radio.
Welcome to ISIS Radio, supported by Air Products, delivering cost-effective materials to the global electronics industry. Visit us at airproducts.com/connect.
This is Nigel Davis of ISIS News, talking to Kevin Swift, Chief Economist of the American Chemistry Council, about his year-end predictions and forecasts. Kevin, what are your main scenarios for the US economy at the year-end?
Well, Nigel, we have a consensus scenario for the economy, which is a sort of a central tendency. It's one in which there's basically 2 years of subpar growth, growth below the long-term average for the economy. In 2007, averaging perhaps 2.1% GDP growth, improving slightly to 2.4% next year, and really not reaching potential GDP growth until 2009. The main drags on that, of course, would be the housing downturn and, to a certain extent, the capital spending slowdown. But positives generally outweigh the negatives. I would probably give this about a 55% probability, this rocky landing or bumpy landing, as I sometimes like to call it. The other scenario would be one that would be recessionary in context, and the growth rates would be much less than that, possibly in the order of 1.3% GDP growth next year or thereabouts, and maybe getting to 2.5% in 2009. That would be precipitated by, for example, a much deeper downturn in the housing sector, that continuing into, say, 2009-2010, and also maybe tighter credit conditions and then affecting the consumer and consumer spending in particular.
And I know this is on the mind of every chemicals executive at the moment, but what factors do you feel might push the U.S. economy into recession?
Well, right now I like to characterize the U.S. economy as a table with several legs. And one of the legs, it would be, for example, exports. That's actually quite strong and positive. Exports are outstripping imports for the nation as a whole, 4-1. So that's contributing to growth. Capital spending, the leading indicators we have there for business investment are negative at this particular point, suggesting a slowdown in capital spending or business investment. But that could reaccelerate if business decision makers were to get more confident. The other aspect would be housing. Of course, that's going to be a drag in 2008 and into 2009, but the consumer is the $64,000 question. Right now, some of the other legs have been removed from supporting consumer spending. Falling home values has been one factor that's a leg that's been removed. Americans typically, their largest asset in their portfolio is their home, and the values of those are declining. That'll have a negative wealth effect. The other factor is higher gasoline prices in particular, squeezing consumers, their budgets and the such, and that's a negative drag on consumer spending. The positive thus far has been relatively good gains in job creation and good gains in real incomes. Those are now both starting to moderate, and if, say, job creation was to slow in non-farm payroll jobs to less than 75,000 for, say, 3 months in a row, that typically has preceded a recession in the past.
Kevin, thank you very much.
You have been listening to ISIS Radio, sponsored by Air Products, supporting a new way of thinking and learning about our industry. Visit us at airproducts.com/connect.
The contents of this recording are copyright Reed Business Information and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.
This is ISIS Radio.